This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. As the coronavirus continues to spread across Kansas City, keeping up with the latest news can be a full-time job, even if all that material is coming to you in your own language. But for non-English speakers, essential information about health and work can be harder to access. As KCUR's Lisa Rodriguez reports, individuals and organizations are working overtime to make sure everyone is well-informed.
Trying to digest daily news about COVID-19 can be like, excuse the cliche, drinking from a fire hose.
And good evening. The White House Coronavirus Task Force completed a stark and stunning
pandemic is likely to kill upwards of 100,000 Americans.
This has left some businesses and employees with no income to even pay their rent.
At United Healthcare in Greater Kansas City, Celia Ruiz does community outreach. She says she's working as fast as she can to share information with her Spanish-speaking networks.
One of the ways I'm sharing it, and it's been most successful, has been through Facebook.
But sharing that information requires Ruiz quickly translating documents and news stories as accurately as she can. Ruiz says she's an interpreter, not a translator, but she does her best.
Even if there's this awesome New York Times story, I don't have the time and I may not have the capacity to translate an entire document.
Sometimes Ruiz says that means shortening a story, a headline, or a paragraph. In the case of Kansas City's stay-at-home order, it meant shortening the list of essential businesses.
And then that's where families ask, well, is blank role an essential role? Well, we really can't say, go back to the order, you know, and look through there.
Translating news stories isn't necessarily part of Ruiz's work, but she says the line between work and her personal life these days is blurred. For work, Ruiz has also been helping create infographics and public service announcements in Spanish to distribute to churches, schools, local governments, and other organizations. Kat Gerard with Olathe Public Schools has found these super helpful, so she can distribute identical information to parents in English and Spanish. Here's one with instructions on what to do if you're feeling sick. Gerard reads first in English and then Spanish.
If you feel sick, it's very important that you call instead of going straight to the clinic or urgent care or emergency
room. O enferma, es muy importante que llame en vez de ir a la clínica.
The district has also set up a Spanish language hotline to respond to questions in real time, but she knows it's not enough to fill all the language gaps.
I think there's sometimes a bigger need for some of the other languages that are pretty widely spoken in our area.
Christina Marsh works with people from Burma and the Congo as a case manager for Catholic Charities in Kansas City, Kansas. In addition to using national refugee resources that have been translated into dozens of different languages, they're also relying on community leaders to help get information out.
You know, a community leader can be like a pastor, or oftentimes it's someone with just higher level English that happens to just, you know, kind of know the systems and help people.
While most efforts to get the word out to harder to reach communities is happening behind the scenes, other efforts can be seen right on your TV screen. American Sign Language interpreters are appearing alongside state and local officials to relay important news about COVID-19, like stay-at-home orders. Mickey Keck works for The Whole Person, which provides resources for people with disabilities. She's also deaf and says even closed captions can be unreliable. She feels like she's getting more complete information when an interpreter is there, live. I spoke to Keck through an interpreter on a video chat.
Yes. The coronavirus, you know, is such heavy information. It's, you know, the information is so complex. And so it's really nice for the person to know that more of the scientific terms and being able to see that with an interpreter.
Keck says while having ADA accessible press conferences is especially important now, the crisis only illustrates gaps in accessibility across the board. KCUR is working to translate its own stories into Spanish about how the coronavirus pandemic is affecting people throughout Kansas City. You can find those stories at kcur.org. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Lisa Rodriguez.